It's the Hearts and Minds podcast with Father John Oliver. Father John Oliver is the author of The Giver of Life, The Holy Spirit in Orthodox Tradition, published by Paraclete Press. Here's Father John.
Let's begin with a man who has just come back home from a pilgrimage to the island of Cyprus. No one should be blamed for not keeping up with their Cypriot geography. Cyprus is 5,465 miles east of New York City. So our man makes a pilgrimage to that remote island to visit the ancient Christian churches and sites and spends quite a few weeks there. He prays in old churches and venerates old wonder-working icons and visits with old and wonder-working monks. Then he comes home. And when he wrote about his pilgrimage, he spoke of culture shock, which, as you know, is that feeling of disorientation experienced by someone who is suddenly subjected to an unfamiliar culture and way of life and set of attitudes. Yes, he says, he did experience culture shock. He tasted native dishes of Cyprus, such as halloumi and moussaka and kleftiko. Learned how to exchange dollars for euros. He watched the native Cypriots working with silver and lace. He awkwardly tried to get basic goods and services in a language he did not understand. And yet all of that unfamiliar stimulation in another part of the world, was not the culture shock he felt most. The disorientation he felt most on his entire pilgrimage to Cyprus happened on his first morning back in America. Let's give our man a moment of privacy as we invade the privacy of another. Let's listen in on a conversation between Jesus and a wealthy citizen. The conversation is recorded in the 18th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, beginning at verse 18. But first, it is lovely to notice that just a few verses earlier, verse 15, we read that people were bringing their babies to Jesus for him to touch them and to bless them. It is also lovely to notice that those babies were not required to explain the identity of this Jesus who was blessing them or the hypostatic union, nor did they have to recite a creed they had memorized, nor were they required to make an intellectually satisfying profession of faith. They were babies, and they were brought to their Creator for a blessing, which they will happily receive, and He will happily give. This, as you can guess, is one of those foundational texts in defense of infant baptism. Children know in their hearts what it takes a long time for adults to learn in our heads. No wonder Jesus says in verse 17, "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." So verse 18 comes around and we get to listen in on a conversation between Jesus and a wealthy citizen. With the babies come to Jesus thing, Christ has just established that the kingdom of God is given only to the simple, the trusting, the pure in heart. What do we see in the rich man? That wealth has a way of making a person complicated, untrusting, and anxious in heart. So the rich man is already at a disadvantage. Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So far, so good. It's a great question. Christ identifies specific commands. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not lie, honor your father and mother. Those commands have one thing in common. They are all directed outward. They are all commandments about how to treat others. The rich man felt like he hit the commandment lottery. All these I have observed from my youth. I have been a good guy. I know you're impressed, Lord. Then Christ goes where he always goes with each of us, to the heart. One thing you still lack. Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. And when the man heard this, he became sad, for he was very rich. So it really is true.